Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 29th of October, and right now it's cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast with thunderstorms. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 24 to high of 29 with a heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. It will be windy with winds from northeast at 30 to 35 kilometers per hour. Chance of a rain is on 90% with the rainfall amount near 17.3 mm possible. For later on, they predict overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, and then rain after midnight. Northerly winds at 25 to 35 km per hour, and chance of rain again on 90% with rainfall amounts near 32 mm possible. And here's the latest forecast, which says deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal. Cyclone alert for North Tamil Nadu, Pondicherry and adjoining South Andhra Pradesh coast. The depression over southwest Bay of Bengal moved westwards, intensified into a deep depression, and the system would intensify further into a cyclonic storm and move westward for some more time and then move northwestward and across North Tamil Nadu and adjoining South Andhra Pradesh coast between Nagapattinam and Nellore by 31st of October. Under the influence of this system, rainfall at most places with isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall would commence over the north coastal Tamil Nadu, Pondicherry and adjoining South Andhra Pradesh from today onward. Squally wind speed reaching 45 to 55 km per hour would commence along on and off. Sea condition will be very rough to high, and fishermen along North Tamil Nadu, Pondicherry and Andhra Pradesh coast who are out to the sea are advised to return to the coast. The system is under constant surveillance. On top of that, today is a full moon in Aries. Since the Brazilian dinner and presentation was interrupted by the beginning of the monsoon, Philip invites us to join for another interactive presentation in a dry space today at 5 p.m. at Future School Auditorium, first floor. And why? Because sustainability is interesting and increasingly important. For more information, we can contact Philip at 96559-3321. Today between 7 to 9 p.m. at Verite, we can join Full Moon Asana session with Andrea, a yearly favorite, delve into the feminine within in preparation for the harvest and celebrate the lunar height by letting the excess energy flow out of your fingers and your toes and back into the earth. She invites us to enjoy the stars, which in a given circumstances would be most likely not possible, but still, let's come. We should refrain from eating 2 hours before class. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Electric Konarak Band presents artists from Bangalore and Pondicherry. Konarak Reddy on electric guitar, Mishkan Ba on bass, and Muthu Kumar on tablas. The music composed by Konarak Reddy is born of his experience of living and playing in India, studying Sarod in Pondicherry with Debri Prasad Ghosh, as well as Western classical guitar in Bangalore, and listening to the different kinds of music and the sounds of the land. Amongst others, he also studied jazz and composition at Berklee College of Music in Boston. On 4th of November, which is Sunday, Life Education Center will be organizing a one-day workshop for the awareness on alcohol dependency and measures to address this issue. Their intention is to bring the awareness to women family of alcohol-dependent members in our local area. This workshop in Tamil will be conducted by professional experience group from Chennai Concern, along with medical experts from Pondi and associated members of groups already addressing these problems. They sincerely urge us to send Tamil-speaking people from the local area, essentially family members, especially women who are facing the situation every day in their homes. If men with alcohol problem themselves wish to attend, they are most welcome, but they would like that they are accompanied by their wife, family members. Today, tomorrow and on Friday at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can follow the fundamentals of Thai dance, which is an introductory class in Thai dance offered by Geo Agnonat Suvanmajo, dancer and actress from Thailand. Thursday morning from 9:15 to 12:15 at Laurel's House in Centerfield, we can join restorative circles which are dealing with conflict which occurs within a group or community. At restorative circles, they facilitate it in 3 stages designed to identify the key factors in the conflict, reach agreements on the next step, and evaluate the results. As a circle form, they invite chair powers, mutual understanding, self-responsibility, and effective action. At the Botanical Gardens, they have just taken delivery of fruit trees from a nursery in Andhra Pradesh. Good-sized trees with good root development, 300 rupees each. And they got nice varieties of mango, chico, guava, pomegranate, custard apple, soursop, mozambique, and lemon. We can pass by Botanical Garden any morning from 9 to 12. And for more details, you can call Paul on 962-600-8428. Our security informs us that in the last week, 3 motorbikes were stolen and there was an attempt to steal another in different areas of Auroville. They request all Aurovillians, newcomers, guests to be more conscious of their valuable belongings and use additional locks for their vehicle and houses to lower the risk of theft. They would also like to remind all residents and guests that there is usually an increase in thefts with the upcoming Deepavali festival. There will be some police presence and patrolling in and around Auroville for the next few weeks. Those who live in town, please inform your neighbors to keep watch over your house's apartments. And kindly inform your watchmen, gurkhas or house sitters to contact them immediately when there are any people incidents to be reported. You can call Auroville Security on 944-309-0107 or 944-3362-691. At Savitri Bhavan International Zone today at 6:30 p.m. they will follow Journey to the Life Divine, Part 2. The film from the Sri Aurobindo Ashram covers the lives and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother from November 1926 to the present day. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall this week, they will follow Charlie Chaplin's series. Charlie Chaplin was one of the most creative and influential personalities of the silent film era, with career and entertainment spanning of 75 years. Known for his trademark style, unbridled laughter, but also bold social-political statement, Chaplin films remains popular even after so many years. In this series, they bring a few of his memorable films and documentaries about him. So tonight at 8 p.m. we can see drama comedy The Gold Rush, made in 1925. And tomorrow at the same time they will screen drama romance comedy City Lights with Charlie Chaplin and Virginia Sherrill. And on Wednesday we will see drama comedy Modern Times, made in 1936, with Charles Chaplin, Paulette Goddard and others. The ego thinks of what it wants and has not. That is its constant preoccupation. The soul is aware of what it is receiving and lives in endless gratitude, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.